Interbed podcast for Tuesday at Kenilworth. The first couple of races, I can't really shed much light on them because so many of the runners are debutants. The first race, for example, is over 1200 meters. It's a maiden juvenile plat and half of the horses having their debuts. Another hero has been placed at all three starts. Blackbird has got a speed pedigree and is eligible to improve. Those would be perhaps the best of those with experience, including Rust Never Sleeps, who was behind the impressive One Magic just 3 weeks ago. The second race is a similar story. Most of them are first timers. It will be really interesting to see how they go. There's some Rafif colts. Also, Malmus is represented. Eric the Red, Vercingetorix. Just have to follow the betting moves and the prelims really closely. That is the first leg of the place accumulator. Third race is over 1200 meters. Pick six, leg one. Red Flag ran nicely behind the older Merubi Rex. Mary Cassatt, also not too bad on debut behind Margate. There's some nicely bred firsters. I see Andre Nell's got a Malmus filly out of Dawn Calling. Future Runway is interesting, though Futura is a stamina influence. Third Runway was talented over much shorter, so we'll check that one out closely. And a racehorse that is eligible to improve is Dream Trip. Ran 3.5 lengths behind She's Chosen. And there's also What a Winter from Paul Reeves' yard. Same story applies. Check out the betting moves real close. The fourth is a maiden plate over 1,000 meters. El Cohet has showed a lot of toe at her four starts, but she'll need to boost her finish to go all the way. Miss Arizona is a Grey Danone Platina filly out of Diva's Daughter. Making Millions is bred to Scuttle, a real Gone Kid filly out of Make It Rain. Again, there are What a Winters involved, One Worlds, Rafif's, and look for number 11, Peach Cobbler, to improve. Showed good progress behind Preacher Man at its second start, but has been laid off 3 months. Would have strengthened in the interim. Another awkward race, there's not much form to guard. However, in the fifth, most of the horses here have run sufficient times to form judgment about their chances. Superhero, the four-year-old Futura, who has gone close at its most recent starts, ran back in July 2025, second to the Night Fairy, and then on comeback nearly a year later, just missed out after being heavily punted behind Navas 9. There is collateral form. Waterfront comes out of that same race. Royal Influencer ran well to Ferryman and Bourbon King. That's another obvious inclusion. Zanfan Maurice, second to Lava Strike, must also go in. Sixth race is over 1,600 meters, and there's a middle pin here that caught my eye when winning after being heavily backed at its maiden. That's Mutiny in Heaven. Now, the figures were not that sensational, but was a visually impressive victory. Very well-bred Dark Angel colts, James Crawford trains, Richard Faree rides. Has been given a merit rating of 78. My suspicion is that Mutiny in Heaven will end up with a much higher rating than that. He takes on six-year-old Katsu, who's perfectly suited to this course and distance and the softer ground, and gets the very accomplished Michaela Michelle. She claims 1.5, and that could be significant. So meeting Mutiny in Heaven at virtually level weight. So I think it's between those two, 7 against 5. Rock and Rolling would have a chance, quickened up nicely in a fast run race to Marcus Aurelius. Cedar Point is also in the mix on its best form. Groove Jet is a dark horse, hadn't run for ages, and then came back behind Fast Train, made a respiratory noise again. Despite being backed in, didn't really show much. Seventh race, a class 5 over 1950 meters. Trip to Camelot's on a hat trick, but has been raised by the handicapper, so will carry 62. I prefer Back in the Fast Lane. Done well with blinkers, got a speed figure of 93 when beating Lark Song, and then just missed out to the stable companion Heavenly Prince at its follow-up. I don't think Harshly Treated, with a merit rating of 74, and Back in the Fast Lane is my tip. Gold Index, that's Richard Furey and Rob Barrett. Ballsy Rossi, we promoted last time and it ran close enough to trip to Camelot despite being held up late, and now at the weights is entitled to be in the mix again. Eighth race is the most contentious and interesting race of all. It's a B-stakes over 1,100 meters. October Storm will need to improve a bit, but it's not entirely out of it on its best form. Churchillion could be the value play at around 10 to 1 or better. Badly behaved at times and has run into trouble in its races, but on its best form is entitled to get into the fray here. North Point could be a pace factor if jumping on terms. Give It Lordly and Objet d'Art would be the principal contenders. I do prefer Objet d'Art, who was gaining last time and has a powerful turn of foot. Give It Lordly was heavily punted last time and landed the odds, just staving off Objet d'Art. She's got class, ideally suited 1,100 meters. Flying Finley, Keegan DeMello gets on well with this one for Paul Reeves and is also a legit contender. Fast Train will just need to improve its speed figures to threaten